Vayter in Shasher in Sanhedrin of Kufyud. I'll pick it up in the very top line. Let's look at the pasuk in Yeshaya and understand how Rav Shalkes from Rav Yochanan explain it. Lachin hirchiva Shaul navshin apar apia levli chok. Therefore, Shaul, meaning Gehenna, has expanded her desire and opened wide her mouth without measure. Amar Rav Shalkes, what does that mean? Lemisha Mishayer. I feel a chok echad. Someone who leaves over even one chok. Rashi says, "I mean, the shamro needs them gehenna. Anyone who doesn't even do one mitzvah going straight to gehenna." I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Lo nichal amaraya damret la'achi. So, Shem's not happy with the way you just explained it. Rashi says, "Zena kosh bochur rotsa shitei danet zisol kol kach v'kav chovei." Being so intense, I feel lo laman el chok echad. Even if you didn't learn except for one thing, then you're going to be saved. Another pasuk. V'ha'yah b'chol ha'aretz nuhum Hashem pi shnayim ba yikarsu yigva v'shlish yivaser ba. And it shall come to pass that in all the lands of Hashem, two-thirds in it will be cut off and perish, and the third shall remain in it. Now, how do you explain that pasuk? It means the third one of shame. When it says vashlishis, it means the third of the third one. According to Rish Lakish, let's start with shame. So the third of the third one means shame, means one-third of shame's third son. That was Arpachshad. And so what does that mean? That means that if only a third of our brothers and sisters is going to remain alive, this means that only a third of Israel is going to survive. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Hashem's not happy with that pshat. What that means is the third one from Noach. So what it means is the third of the third one means the third of Noach's third son, and that was Shem, and the third one was Arpachshad, and it means to say that all of them are going to survive. Not a third of it, but rather of the third one of it. Okay, another pasuk. Yanochi ba'alti ba'chem alakachti eschem echad me'ir u'shtayim u'mishpa'acha. Yirmiyahu is talking about what's going to happen in the future redemption. I'll become your master. I will take you one from a city and two from a nation. I'm right with Yishlokish. Dvarim kiksavim, exactly like it's written, only one from each city is going to survive, and two from each family and nation is going to survive. Amar le Rav Yochanan, lo nichal le Mariah, damar le Achi, Hashem's not happy with that pshat. Ela echad meir mizaka kol yakula. One, if one's good, is going to be saved, it'll be mizaka the whole city. Ushavim mishachim, mizaka is kol mishpacha kula, and two from a family, from a nation, are going to save the entire nation. Yosef Akanaka made the Rav, very similar conversation, Yosef Akamar. The farm itself, exactly as it's written. I'm a rav, lo nichalei v'ari, damar tlu l'chaz, not happy with that, ella, echa miyem, mizakah kol yer, shtayim v'mishpacha, mizakah kol ha-mishpacha. Another machlok between Rav and Rav Kahana. Rav is the Rebbe Rav Kahana, by the way. Chazi da'ava kachay yifreshe. Rav saw that he was shampooing his head. He was shampooing his hair. This was before he came to learn. V'salk v'yosef came to Rav, then he came to go shtai. So Amalei says, V'losi matzeh be'eretz ha'chaim, and you're not going to be found in the land of the living. Rashi says, Mashmash shemikalel lo sov olam haba. It sounds like he's cursing, he's not going to go to olam haba. Amalei says, it's on mela kalaitasli, are you cursing me? I'm like, no, of course not. Come here. I'm just saying a pasuk over here, which is telling you, lo simatzi Torah, misha mechayas mele. Torah is not found by a person who lives over it. In other words, involved with indulging yourself in olam hazeh. Tanya wants an advice, Rabbi Shimon Yomer. Nemar v'lekachti yitzchem l'ulam, I shall take you as to me onto a people. This is Hashem speaking to Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim. He's going to take him out. He's going to be his people. And it says, I'm going to bring you to the land. It's a heckish of leaving Eretz Yisrael, Mitzrayim, and going to Eretz Yisrael. Just like coming to the land was 2 out of 600,000. Right, there were 600,000 adult males in the age of 20 and 60. And they, you know, because of what happened with the Meraglim, all these men ended up dying in the wilderness, except for Yeshua and Caliph. So out of 600,000 people left in Mitzrayim, only two ended there to sell. After some time, Mitzrayim is Yishim Riboy. So too, leaving Mitzrayim was going to be two left out of every 600,000. The number of those Yidden who left Mitzrayim at the time of it was only two out of 300,000, or one out of 300,000 for the original population. That was there. Unbelievable. Right? Now, the rest of them died during Choshech, when the Mitzrayim wouldn't be able to see them dying. Amarava, v'chein limos ha-Mashiach. And this is going to be in the times of the limos ha-Mashiach. The same idea, only one out of 300,000 are going to survive. Rashi says, Shalom, Yisho, Mikol, Shishim, Yivoy, Ela, Beis. Shinem, as the pasuk says, "Va'anso shama kimenu area ukiyoma losa me'eretz Mitzrayim," and she will be humbled there, as in the days of her youth, and as the day she came out of the land of Egypt. The pasuk in Hosea, and she says, "Aniyem u'shvelim yukime alusa me'eretz Mitzrayim, alusa me'eretz Mitzrayim." Tanya, we learned in a brisa. I'm Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. Pamachis tichnasi lachzanyu shel Mitzrayim. One time he came to Alexandria. In Mitzrayim, it says, it's a place, Alexandria. And I found, there was an old man that I found over there. He said, let me show you what my people, my grandparents, did to your grandparents. Some of them, they drowned in the sea. Some they killed by the sword. Some of them, they crushed and they put them into the building. They put them into the walls. That's just how you put them with some of the instead of the bricks. The Al Dover Zen and Ash Moshe Rabbeinu. It was because of this thing that Moshe Rabbeinu got punished. Shenemar Umeoz Basi El Paro the Dabri Bishmecha Hira Lamazem. When Moshe Rabbeinu came and all of a sudden when he came to Paro, it became more difficult for them. Moshe Rabbeinu is such a thing. Why don't you save them? Some of the Kodesh Baruch Hashem says, Chaval the Avim Velo Mishtachin. Chaval for those who are gone and nowhere to be found. This is talking about Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Rashi says, "Hefsed gadol yesh al gedolim sha'avdu v'ini yochel limtzul chasidim achem k'mosim." Ah, too bad we don't have Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Shein ata, kam Yitzchak v'Yaakov, shol yira acharei midosai. They never challenged my ways. But you're coming along, you're saying, what's going on to me? How could this be? Oy vey, hurry, come upon me, Glacy, I'll have him, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, Kel Shakai. Many times I appeared to them as it was the name Kel Shakai. Rashi says, Shamarti lo, Ani Kel Shakai, Pora v'Rava, Ani Kel Shakai, Talich lefanecha, v'hoi yisamim, v'hoi yisamim, v'hoi yisam eftichol, shal, kshakol eretz yisrael, lo, levana, v'lo, amu, ma, shemecha, k'mo shesihata. They never challenged me, they accepted, v'lo yir ha'ol, and decided they never had these questions about the way that I behave. V'lo, amu, li, ma, shemecha, shemecha, and then say to me, like, what's your name? Like, what's what? Like, how do I know it's going to happen? Amarti la'avram, kumasilich beres, la'arkol l'rachba, ki l'chad nenam, he leave this land. Go, we'll check it out. The bigish makam look for a sarv l'matzah. He looked for a place to bury his wife, Sarah, he couldn't find one. Achukana barbam, l'shekel kasim, he had to pay for it. And v'lo here, I'm going to say, the rest kashas him. Amarti li'osan kor ba'aretz, azos ve'ei, amicha, and he said, you know, go into this land, they're going to be with you and bless you. Big show of what of my malicious lamasa, they look for water to drink on their own land, and they couldn't find. That's some river, there was a whole fight up there. Shenemar v'yiru, roi g'rayim, ori yitzhak lemar, lanu amayim. V'lo yirach, I'm saying, you never challenged me. Amayti Yaakov, aritz asher, atos shokhev elayah l'chot, then I'm going to give you this land. Big shmokom tzorah olu, but unless he wanted to go place his tent, he couldn't find a place. That's a kind of a mayor, kshita, he had to go, kshita, he had to go in a pie. With 100 ksita, he had to pay a ton of money for this, and it was his. Well, here Achar Melech say, "Velo, Amru Li Ma Shimcha." And they're asking me what my name is. Vato Amarta Li Ma Shimcha Betchila. You said right in the beginning, "What's your name?" Right? She says, "Va'achshav Hir Harta Al Midosai Va'Amarta Atzelo Atzalta Esamcha." You haven't saved your people here. Back in the Gemara, "Va'achshav Vato Omer Va'Atzelo Atzalta Esamcha." You didn't go and you said, "People, Ata Tira, I shall ask the Paro." Now you're going to see what I'm going to do to Paro. But Milchemes Paro Ata Roa. He's saying the war against Paro. You're going to see. Via Ata Roa, but Milchemes Shloshim Ve'echa Melachim. But you're not going to be alive to see the war against the 31 that is going to happen to Canaan because you're going to die before they actually get to Canaan. And Moshe wasn't allowed to live to see this war and the miracles that happened over there. Rashi's Apam Tira and the Flo Shani Osalehem. Oh, by the way, we're not having to take in Yaakov, but we can learn from this concept to at least, you know, process the information that they never asked anything because they understood Hashem knows what's best all the time. We have to get to such a level, get be getting to it. When are we going to reach the level of our forefathers? But Yemayer Moshe v'yikodatz v'yishtach. Moshe quickly bowed his head and he prostrated himself. He bowed down. This is Moshe Ben who asked Hashem, "I want to see you." He asked to go and see. He says, "Harini na kvodecha," like show me your honor, show me who you are. This is vayomer harini es kvodecha, and says, "I'm not going to show you the front, but I'm going to show you the back." And what does he do? Vayaver Hashem apanav, vayikra Hashem Hashem karech mechanim nechapayim vechesem v'emes shulchet lafin v'sefer v'shach v'tavin akevel nekevel v'pakel avon v'tavin v'avon v'avon v'shem Hashem erbeim. And then what happened after is that Moshe Rabbeinu went in, vayomer Moshe, he called out to Yishtach, and he bowed down. Ma ro Moshe, what exactly did he see that he bowed down? He started to do a full-on bow down. Rashi says, "He's a midah. She'll give midas. Ro Yishtach, which one of the midas? Achilim Gamliel Omer Erech Hapayim Ra'a. He saw Erech Hapayim slow to anger. He saw Kosh Baruch Hu slow to anger. And he bowed down over there because it's a state of joy for Rabbanu Omer Emes Ra'a. And he saw truth. That should be Medoso Shenika Emes Vinishari in the Schaiv Kliya Imudan Oso B'din Gamer Umir Rispalel. And he saw that Hashem was emes. So he was scared that Hashem is doing a lot of din also. And truth demands that every sin be punished fully. Since the Iglazov should have had a complete and total destruction of the people, so because of that, he immediately fell on his face and started to daven. Tanya, come on, Dom Erech Hapayim Ra. The Tanya, we have a bright source who supports the fact that he saw Erech Hapayim, and that's why he bowed down. The Tanya, Kishalom Moshe Lamar, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up on high, when he went to get the Torah, Matzah, Kodesh Bochel, Shoshe, because of Erech Hapayim. So the Hashem was writing the concept of Erech Hapayim. Amr Lefan of Yibonu Shalolam. Erech Hapayim L'Sadikim. Are you reading Erech Hapayim L'Sadikim? Amr Lo, he said, after Rishayim. What do you mean? It's even for the Rishayim. It's not only for Tzadikim. Slow to anger. Amalos, he says, Rishayim Yovedu. What do you mean? Let them perish. Why should you hold back their anger? Amalos says to him, Hashta, Chazis Maidam Yibaylach. Now you're going to see that which you are in need of. But you're going to need Erech Hapayim even to the Rishayim. Kishachati Yisrael, when they saw by the Meraglim and they sinned, and the Kosh Baruch Hu was going to go ahead and destroy them, Moshe Dahavin, that they should be saved. Amalos, Hashem says, Lo Kachamartali, Erech Hapayim Sadiqim. Did you say Erech Hapayim is only for the Sadiqim? Right, but now they became Rishayim because they listened to the Meraglim, so why should I have Erech Hapayim? Peep, turn the page. Good feeling on the base. I'm a Lefan of Ribbono Shalom. Look at Chamartali, after Hashem, you told me after Hashem, behind the Sibah, after you done on the call of Hashem, Hashem is about to limo, and that's what it means. It says, and now may the strength of my Lord be magnified, as you already said, right? You said Erech Hapayim, therefore please, you know, stick to what you said, because obviously it's much better. Rabbi Chagav, a Salik Vaz of a Dagat, the Rabbi Vashila. Rabbi Chag was walking on the steps of this yeshiva of Rabbi Vashila. Shamilu, Yenukadam, he heard this kid that was saying the following pasuk. Edo Sechadem, Numod Mezcha, Vakodesh Hashem. Yorech Yamim, Edo Secha. Your testimonies are very trustworthy. Holiness befits your honor, your house, O Hashem. You are slow to anger for many days. Right, it says that right after that, instead of saying Tefillah Moshe, Tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, Amar Shema Mina Erech Hapayim Ra, it must be that Moshe Rabbeinu saw this Erech Hapayim, that's what caused him great joy. Right, the fact that Ashes Israel Hainu Midas Erech Hapayim Ba'aleh, Amar Moshe, Sachanim Nemodo Sarah, also Bechorev, Maharsina, Apostle Zeh, Moshe Rabbeinu, Olav Hashalom, Amru Dechsev, La'el Minei, Tfil Moshe, Ishi Elohisha Elohim. Okay. Amru Elazar, Rebbe Chanina, Asa Kosh Baruch Hu, Yos Hatari, Barosh Kotzadik, Betakne Kosh Baruch Hu, the future is going to make it will be a crown on the head of every one of the Tzadikim. Shanem Rabbeinu, Ahu, Yeah, Hashem Tzvakos, Ateret Tzvi, Velitzviras Tzifara, Shar Amo. On that day, Hashem, the Lord of hosts, be a crown and a beauty and another type of crown of glory to the remnants of his people. Malatar Tzvil Tferes Tifara, Losim Ritzono. This is those who follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, and Mitzapim Lishuaso, and those who await his salvation. Yachala call, you would have thought that this type of crowning is for anyone who follows Hashem's. But Hashem wants, Hashem's Mishos and Sivyon, Afibishim's God, even Zabal Gaiva, Talmud Lomer, therefore it says, Lushar Amor, that is for the remnant of his people, Misha Misha Asim Kishraim, someone who makes himself like Shiraim. Ashish says Shiraim, Jain Chashavim Kach, Eno Chashav, Veino, Veino Mizgaya. Well, the Ruach Mishpat, the next pasuk is explained the traits of those who are going to receive this reward. Well, the Ruach Mishpat La Yosef, Al Mishpat La Gur, Mishivim, Melchamas Sha'ara. And Pasuk says that Hashem is going to be for a spirit of judgment to he who sits in the judgment and for strength to those who turn back the battle of the gate. The Ruach Mishpat Zeh, Rodeh, Yitzro, a spirit of judgment. This is somebody who controls his Yitzhar. Rashi says, Shaboy Biyitzo, Chosav Chuba, Mina Verisha Avar. He does Chuba, but the Yosef Elamish is done to Emes Hamita, someone who's honest with their judgment, the true judgment, the Gvur, someone who's Vagab, the Yitzhar, someone who overcomes his Yitzhar. Rashi says, Magiv, Yitzhar, Tova, Yitzhar, the Yitzhar, Tov, beats it. Give me Yitzhar, Omerlo, I say, Avera, Zuzu, Severa, Lo, Dias, and Nimlum, and Avera. Now, is it not enough just to hold back from it? I look for Osim Mitzvah, because it's doing Mitzvah, it's Ragam, it's Gaber, Adif Meruda, Meruda. It's even stronger than Ronda. So understand, unbelievable. When we get hit with a temptation to do an Avera, you know what's a good idea? Do a Mitzvah instead. So you know what, Yitzhar? Not today. And go ahead and say, but you know what I'm going to do? In your schus, in your merit, I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to do a Mitzvah now. Somebody goes ahead and his Miskaber strengthens over his Yetzer Hara. Wow. Yeshiva Mechamas is Zeshenosei Vinosein B'Melchamta Shetorah. Those who turn back the battle, this is talking about those who are back and forth in Torah. They're learning, they're staggering, they're giving a take. Sha'ara Elu Shemashkin Ma'arivim B'Vatei Knesses B'Vatei Majashos. To the gate, these are the people that come early in the morning and stay late in the evening, and you know, in the shuls and the B'Vatei Majashim. Amar Amina says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Ma Nishtanu Elu Me'elu. What's the difference between these and those? Right? There are other righteous people besides those who have these that you just said over here. Why are these ones given more of a great treatment that you're going to put the crowns on them? Amar Lei said, but even those, they reel through wine and stagger through strong drink, they stumble in judgment. Even the people have many good deeds in their credit, if they don't have specific things that we said over here, then they're just like drunk people over here. Right? The ain puka elegahanim. Puka, stumbling, is a word for gehanim. Shenemar lo siya zos lecha lefuka, there shouldn't be for a puka. This Abigail is saying to David not to kill her husband, Naval. She says that this is going to cause David to go into Gehenna. Ve'ein plila ela dayanim. And plila is talking about, dayanim is talking about judges. Shenem arvenasim la plilim. He shall pay as the judges determine. Okay. Zokt the last Kehilga Mishnah and Mesechta Sanhedrin. Perhaps, depending on how you understand the split up of different Mesechtas, but for now we're going to look at it like that. Unbelievable! Zokt the Kehilga Mishnah. We discussed the concept of people that don't have a share in the world to come. Now we move on to the next and last one. Anshiyari Nidachas. People in a subverted city of the entire people doing over the Zara. Eilim Kehilga Mishnah. They don't have a portion in the world to come. Shenemar, Shenemar. Yotso Anoshim B'nei B'li'ayil Mekirbecha Ve'adichu Es Yoshvei. Iram says the pasuk. I don't have olam haba, right? This is Rashi. Yotza anoshim bnei b'liyal mikirbecha. I don't have a chelik olam haba. Lawless men have gone out from your midst and subverted the inhabitants of their city, saying v'idicho asan yoshe ha'iram. Rashi says ha'ein aragin ach you midiche me'oso ha'ir v'oso shevet atzma the sim mikirbecha mikarvam oso shevet atzma that particular shevet ve'einam neragin. They are not going to be killed. Achu medichel meosayir, like we just said, Rashi, unless those who subverted are from that city, meosayir, and from that particular shevet. Vaad sheaduach ruba until a majority of the city has been involved in doing what is there. Rashi, duchsev yoshua ir mashma yeshuva shall ir hainu ruba to majority of it. Unless men were involved, if it's women or children that did it, the minority of it, or the ones that got involved in the reserve from the outside of the city, they're looked at like individuals over here. It's not considered any dachas, but individual people that did it for the reserve, and they're going to be killed by skila, they're not going to be killed by hereg. Right, Rashi says, "Behemis kila mamon apolat and their property is not destroyed." Utsuichem shnei edim hashal lechol echabiachal and two edim in hashal for each one of them. Right, when it comes to the yechidim, zechom bechinim mi ba merubim. This is going to be the more stringency about to an individual than if it's a majority of them. Sheyechidim iskil lefiach mamon apolat. Right, individual people that are going to kill by stoning. Therefore, their property is spared. Messiah lefiach mamonim aved. They're killed by saif by the sword, and therefore their property is destroyed. Hakes hakes yoshia ir hahi lefichar. The pasuk says. but the punishment you shall smite the inhabitants of the city by the sword, hachameres v'hagamelis ha'overes from bakom to bakom, a donkey caravan or camel caravan that's traveling from one place to the other, hari elu matzilin osa, and they're temporarily in that city, they can save the entire city. If you want to understand what the Yerni Dachas is, it's got to be the majority of the cities over there. So when you go and try to figure out the majority of the city, if you have travelers over there, they're included. So if they're not part of the Zavodah Zarah, then they could actually save the city from being destroyed. Destroyed and everything as it is, as well as its animals by the sword. Mikan Amru, Nichsei Tzadikim, Shebesocha Ovdim. The properties of the righteous, the Zavodah Zarah, that are in that city, are destroyed. Even though the cells are not killed, the property is gone. Shabbatzalar, it's platin. The possessions that are outside of the city, they are platin, they're saved. Whether it's in the city or out of the city, it is done, skis. It is over. Harelu Ovdin, they are destroyed. They are finished. They are done. Rashi says, Begamorah, the first line of the Chesiv Kol. We're going to learn it from the Pasuk. Okay, next part of the Pasuk says, Kol Shlola Tikvatsa Tochichava, Rechava. All the booty you gather into the square, the Im Ein L'Rechov, if it doesn't have that street, that square, Osen L'Rechov, and you make one for it. Or says, Rechova, Dehashta Nami Mashma. Even when it's like from now. Haisa Rechova Chutzalav, the square was outside of it. Konsum Asal L'Socha, they gather into the city. They gather the public, if the public place of gathering is outside of the city, they extend the city limits over there. You burn the city and all of its booty in the fire completely to Hashem your God. Its booty is probably been out of Shamayim. If there's stuff that's in there that's hektish, you're pulled it. Rashi's Klomer Ain. Misrafin El Arehain Kishar Hektish Itzarch Pdia Kochkin Shlal Shamayim Haim. Uchuma Sirkov with the Chuma, this will be left over to Rat, Maiser Shani, Vikisa Kodesh Yiganzu. That stuff has to be Genizified. It's hidden away. Rash is off a piece of who Nakal Yisrael, whole of the Kodesh Ikri, it's called Kodesh, Lo Amina Yisarif, El Yignos, Vikain, Vikain Kisfea Kodesh Yignazu. That's be gnezified. Kolala Hashem Elokecha, you burn the city completely to Hashem your God. I'm Rav Shimon, I'm Rav Kodesh Baruch Hu. Im Atahu said, Im Atem Osin Din Be'ir Nidachas, you do it Din, Ma'ala Ni Aleichem Kilo Atem Ma'alim Ola Kalil Lefanai. I'm going to consider it as if you offered before me an Ola that is completely burned. B'hai said, Tel Olam, and it's going to remain an eternal heap. Lo Se Haseh Ganos Pardesim, you're not allowed to make it into a garden or into an orchard. Rashi says, "B'gamar mefarish." When I plead you, what is that? That's from Yosei Glili. The Rebbe is Glili. Rekiva Omer, Lo Sibana Od. It shall not be built again. L'chamos Shahi saying in the verse, can't build to what it was before, right? To be a shul batim to houses. So will not see Ganos and Pardesus. You're allowed to make it into Ganos and Pardesus. Next pasuk below, Yidbak Biyadcha Meuma Min Acherim. Nothing of the banned properties will be to your hands. She calls my Rishayim Ba'olam, as long as the Rishayim in the world, Charanap Olam, God's anger is in the world. Of Rishayim in Olam, the loss in the world, Nesal Charanap in Olam, God's anger leaves the world as well. Okay, so okay, look at Gemara. It says, lawless men have gone from out from your midst and they subverted the inhabitants of the city. Tadar Abad and Yatsu, what does it mean they've gone out from your midst? Hein velo shluch, and it means that they themselves wanted to subvert the city and not their shlichim. Anashim, ein anashim pochus mishtayim, it means it's got to be minimum two that are part of this in order to be a nidachas, tavracha, nashim velo nashim, and not women, and nashim velo katanim, not children, b'nei b'liayel, which is lawless, b'nim shaparku ol shamayim et savareim, sons who cast off the yoke of heaven from their necks, mikir becha, b'liayel is below ol, mikir becha, below min asfar, it's got to be from your mitzvah, not from the border, yoshvei yiram, b'lo yoshvei yacheres, part of your city, not from another city, leimor, shetichim edim, asra, l'cho echavecha, you have to have Eidim Asherah for each one of them. It says Rashi, Mashu Sarach Lomar, Lefaneinu, Shekach Omim Nelcha V'Navda Ve'ena Mira Ela Be'edim. The Mira is only with Eidim. Now, we have a machlokas about when you divide up the land of Israel, and our mission seems to take one side. It's my Rebbe Yochanan Amar, Cholken Ir Achas Shnei Shvatim. We can divide up one city between two Shvatim. It's right up one city between two Shvatim. Where did we see this Gemara? Okay, very Rabbi Yochanan. Rishon Kishamar Ein Cholkin Yer Ella Yerachas Shvatim. He can't split up into one Shevet. Ein Rabbi Yochanan Rishlokish Atchem Adichecha. Rabbi Yochanan says you can split it. Rishon says you can't. So now Rabbi Yochanan asks Rabbi Yochanan, you said you can't. Atchem it says Ein Rabbi Yochanan Rishlokish Atchem Adichecha Miosa Yer Miosa Shevet. They're not going to be killed unless they were from that city and from that shevet. My love, I forgot the medicha. Even though those are from the same city, must be that you can split up one into two different shvatim. What are you going to say to that? Hello, no, the Nafale by Yerusha. Maybe we're talking about the property fell to these by Yerusha through his mother, who is not from the same shevet of the father. Iname or the Havua Niale Matana, or one of the members of the shevet give it, you know, he gave the property to as a matana to somebody else. So even though the entire city was one shevet, a person from another tribe owned land in it, and he did this. Aesve, effect of Yochanan. Arim, Tesha, me Aes, Shnea, Shvatim, Aela. Nine cities from these two tribes from Yoshua. It says each of the Shvatim had to give some of its cities to the Levium. It says from that of Yehuda and that of Shimon, they gave the following cities. And the next pasuk lists the cities. And the pasuk ends by saying nine cities from these two Shvatim. My lav, Arba, Upalga. It's four and a half from this, four and a half from that, and therefore we see you just split it in half. Lo, arba mehai v'chamish mehai means four from this and five from that. Yachi v'riso, lifafushe, the pasuk would have specified, that would have spelled it out, which tribe gave five and which gave four. The fact that it says two together gave nine, it means that it was half, 50-50. Beep, turn the page, kuf yud beis, amin aleph, kasha. Okay, that is a... that's a kasha. Rashi says, Loshana posa kasha l'teretz l'man d'amer cholken aval lo me sosev. It doesn't knock it off. Yibaylo hutchum e'aleim. Let's say they became surrender on their own, right? Nobody came along and they convinced them to go and do it. They said to themselves, ma, what's the din? Is it considered part of Iri Nidachas or this individual? Vayidichu amar v'achman. It says, and this lawless men came and they subverted them. That means it's got to be only if they are told to do it. Loshutchum e'aleim, not that they did it on their own. Odelma filutchum e'aleim. Maybe it means even if they did it on their own. Tashema, let's see, the chuad nashim ketanim, the woman was subverted by, if women or children were the ones who did it, the chuad nashim ketanim, that it's individuals, but not a group. Am I, why? Laviki, chutchum elem, let it be like they did on their own. Ah, so it must be that doing on their own is not going to work. Halach basen of shah agreed day. No, the two cases you can't compare because these people in that case were drawn to avodah zarah by their own inclination, and Hani Basin Nashim Khtanim Gridi, these are dragged through by women and children. Therefore, we don't have a riot from here. Okay, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.